From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey ponders a coalition ground operation in Syria. Turkey on Tuesday called for a coalition ground operation to end the war in Syria. Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu said such an operation has not been given serious debate. He says Saudi Arabia and some Western European countries have said such an operation is necessary. But he ruled out the possibility of Turkey undertaking unilateral action or the prospect of a joint Saudi-Turkish venture without broader consensus in the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State. Meanwhile, UN spokesman Farhan Haq said envoy Stefan de Mistura has reached agreement in Damascus for aid convoys to reach several besieged areas of Syria.
And those include Deir ez-Zor, Fua, and Kafria in Idlib, and Madaya, Zabadani, Kafir Batna, and Madamiyat Isham in rural Damascus.
The UN hopes to bring in much-needed humanitarian supplies by convoy. Meanwhile, the U.S. called on Russia to put up or shut up, a reference to ongoing Russian strikes fueling the government's current offensive in the north. Moscow has committed to a cessation of hostilities by February 19th. Uganda's presidential campaign ended Tuesday ahead of Thursday's election. That longtime opposition leader Kizza Besigye warns will be neither free nor fair. Nicholas Singoba is a political analyst.
His basic argument is that Uganda is a country that is suffering the pangs of poverty, illiteracy, lack of good health, breakdown in social services, because mainly of corruption and bad governance.
Besigye, who's failed three times before to unseat incumbent Yoweri Museveni, has another opposition rival, former Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi, trying to end the Ugandan leader's 30 years in power. This is VOA.